أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال الصوابا. In the previous ayats, we read also of some of the great rewards which Allah Ta'ala will give the righteous and the pious, and in Jannah how they will enjoy. Further, Allah explains other aspects also of the day of Qiyamah, and how Allah Ta'ala will bring things to completion, perfection and fruition. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala is Rabbi Samawati wal Ardi wa ma bainahuma. جو رب ہے آسمانوں کا اور زمین کا اور جو کچھ ان کے بیچ میں ہے. Take a lesson from this also that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb. He is the one who is created from nothing, from Adam. There was absolutely nothing. Allah is the creator. And Rabb, He is the sustainer. He looks after, He maintains a complete sustainable program He has made for all His creation. And He is the Rabb of the skies and the earth. So the skies are a very great creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Similarly is this earth of ours. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And everything which is in between also. Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb. For example, we see that a seed a person plants, and that is also all by the command of Allah. And Allah alone is the one who makes that seed grow into a huge tree. And the tree is giving fruit and giving wonderful fruit every year. And so all the various seeds that are planted, it is only Allah who takes it to this height of perfection and this wonderful fruit and result that is given. We take the example of man himself. He is born. At one time there was no existence of man. Not even at one time was his ruh in existence. Allah Ta'ala created all this. And then Allah made this little from there, the fetus, the little child in the womb of the stomach. And then Allah brought it into this world and brought it to such maturity and everything, mental maturity, maturity of all other things. It is only Allah who takes it to this height of perfection. Similarly, the skies, the earth also, Allah maintains them all the time. Like that, our amal also, our actions also. It comes clearly in the hadith, when we do our amal correctly, one half a khajur a person gives to somebody, and then Allah lets it grow until it becomes a whole mountain. And so much that reward becomes. It is necessary for us that we do it in the correct way. Sometimes we plant a tree, but it hardly grows. It grows hard to halfway, it dies out. We must be very careful of our amal also. Our iman must be intact, our intention must be correct, and all the other conditions for acceptance of amal, that is our duty. We must see that we try and do it all perfectly. Must become aware what the conditions are, and then we must do it perfectly. When we do that, then those amal, Allah will make them grow. And a person will be completely baffled on the day of Qiyamah when small, small actions also, how great Allah has made them. So, and then the great completion and perfection of that is that Allah from His own side will give the great rewards in Jannah. It isn't really that amal also. It is only the fadl and only the gift of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that great being who will give the gift of Jannah, and these amal that will stay with a person. So with the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything which is between them, we need to understand that how great Allah is and how He will make our amal grow also, and then how He will give the return of it in Jannah, and it will remain with a person forever and ever in Jannah. Yeah, in this world, a person reaches maturity, but then he starts declining again. The tree will grow for a number of years, but eventually it will die. But these amal in Jannah will be forever and ever. How much we make effort for dunya, for the things of this dunya which are going to perish, much, much more effort than that we must do for our amal. that the conditions for acceptance, we have to make an effort and that we have fulfilled them. So that will be the day, that is Allah Ta'ala Ar-Rahman, that He who is Rahmat Wala, because of His great mercy, He increases the rewards of actions to this extent. And He will make that rewards remain forever and ever also. La yamlikuna minhu khitaba. Qudrat nahi ke koi usse baat kare. And Allah Ta'ala is that being that on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will be given the permission, have the means and ability to speak to Allah Ta'ala. That will be a day when the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will be approached and they will be asked also to intercede for them. They will say, Allah never became so angry as He is angry today, never after this will He be so angry. Even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will be in anguish on that day. They themselves will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, I don't know what is going to happen to me, I'm worried about myself, you are asking me to go and intercede. It will be only Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will have the permission now to speak to Allah Ta'ala. And then He will intercede for the whole creation, that Allah must start at least Hisab Kitab. The accountability must at least start. So we are all going to face that day and we have to prepare for that day. And according to our preparation for that day, will that day pass on us, which is a very, very long day. That will be a day. In another aspect Allah explains, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَحْفًا. Jis din khari ho ruh aur farishte qitar bandh kar. It will be a day when the ruh, referring to Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, or referring to the central place of the arwah, from which Allah Ta'ala took out all the arwah, it will be a day that all of them will be standing in lines, in rows. In other words, the system of Allah Ta'ala will be so perfect and so complete. There is a complete system when Allah will resurrect the people, and all these malaika will be standing in rows there. And it will be such, لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. Koi nahi bolta magar jisko hukam diya Rahman ne. And everyone will be so dumbfounded, so awestruck, that nobody will be able to speak a word whatsoever. Only whom Allah Ta'ala then will inspire and give permission to. And the first of all will be Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, who will be able to speak and he will intercede for everyone. And all this is also because Allah is Rahman. He is the most merciful. And in which way is this mercy of Allah? That on that day, those who are righteous, they are going to be rewarded accordingly. And that is a great mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that they will be rewarded very greatly and immensely. وَقَالَ صَوَابًا وَرْبُولَ بَاتِ. And that person will speak, and he will speak correctly. No wrong words will he use. Sometimes we want to say something good to make somebody happy, but we use one wrong word and the whole thing goes the opposite way. But there only those people will speak, and they will speak perfect and correctly. So here also Allah Ta'ala is encouraging us that we must prepare for that day, which is not going to be any small or easy day. And this whole journey, just here in this dunya, till maut, it's only in the hands of Allah how our lives will pass. How maut is going to come on us is only only in the hands of Allah. So wise it is for us that we comply and we surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala, hand our matters over to Him, and we do our full preparation for all these things. Then the life of the Qabr, which is so long, and then the day of Qiyamah, which will be much more longer, and then for eternally after that, may Allah grant us all Jannah and save us all totally, and our families, our progeny, and everyone totally from the fire of Jahannam. وآخر دعوانا